AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting in Washington, mayors are warning the Trump administration's hardline immigration tactics could undermine
trust in
law enforcement.
Court records show the man accused of squirting an unknown substance on Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall in Minneapolis, has a criminal history, and has made online posts supportive of President Trump. It drew reaction from both parties. In the Senate, Eric Schmidt is a Missouri Republican.
Political violence or those sort of confrontations should be condemned across the board. I don't support any of that.
Reaction from Democrats.
It's the reason why many people choose not to be part of public life.
Illinois' Dick Durbin was asked if the incident with Omar will tame President Trump's rhetoric against her and others.
I don't think it slows the president down at all. I think what he's created is an environment of hate and threats and violence. It's going to take a long time to live down.
Anthony Kaczmierczak has been charged with assault. On social media, he called Democrats angry and liars. Ed Donahue, Washington.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK doesn't have to choose between relations with Washington and Beijing. He made the remark at the start of a four-day trip to China with business leaders. In Lawrence Brooks reports,
Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have said they won't allow their airspace to be used for any attack as fears grow over a possible U.S. military strike on Iran. It comes after America moved the USS Abraham Lincoln and several guided missile destroyers into the region, which can be used to launch attacks from the sea. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And the Federal Reserve's leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged for now at about 3.6%. Chair Jerome Powell.
The upside risks to inflation and the downside risks to employment have diminished, but they still exist. So there's still some tension between the mandates. Uh-huh. Are they fully in balance? Hard to say.
This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer has a survival story.
87-year-old Nancy Dillon spent 3 days without heat or power on her family farm in the rural outskirts of Nashville before electricity was restored.
My Eve lights off and on to let them know that I appreciated what they had done.
Dillon used her wood-burning fireplace sparingly and was able to cook, but likens her experience to an 18th-century Jane Eyre novel. After a couple of days, her phone battery was dying and discovered that her backup battery pack wasn't working.
That's when I got a little bit of alarmed because, you know, if I were to fall, if I were to need somebody, there would be no way to get help.
Dillon lives on top of a hill and says she won't be leaving the house anytime soon.
I've got plenty of books. I'm getting out a 1,000-piece puzzle in a few minutes, and I might clean up the house a little bit. Who knows?
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.